The DVLA has launched the electronic roadworthy certificate to replace the paper certificates which is currently being used. It is aimed at reducing fake certificates and also keep middlemen known as Goro Boys at bay. It is also expected that the new electronic roadworthy certificate will reduce revenue leakage, which remains a challenge to the DVLA. The Chief Executive Officer of the Authority, Rudolph Beckley, said transport facilitates growth and government through the DVLA is committed to transforming the sector. He said nothing can hinder that agenda, hence the introduction of the latest certificate. Irabna Paha and Yawa Santi America have found this report.
The DVLA with its stakeholders have over the past 2 years been initiating mechanisms aimed at ensuring the safety of vehicles in the country. The latest addition is the electronic roadworthy certificate. The Chief Executive Officer of the Authority, Rudolph Beckley, gave reasons for the new roadworthy certificate.
We indeed embarked on a journey in 2012, a journey towards promise of a holistic transformation of the core functions of the DVLA. We are on the path, moving hand in hand with our stakeholders and not forgetting the expectations of our valued and cherished customers. This approach is aimed at, one, promoting the use of sound vehicles, reducing the number of rickety vehicles dotted on our roads, minimizing harmful exhaust emissions and protecting the environment, increasing the reliability of your vehicle and limiting the risk of vehicle breakdown, and more significantly, contributing towards the essence of road safety.
The Transport Ministry says the introduction of the new roadworthy certificate is an opportunity to create a reliable data of vehicles while ensuring the safety and security of vehicles. Jifa Ativo is the sector minister.
The Minister of Transport supports the introduction of this innovative and well-thought-out product. The introduction of the e-roadworthy sticker will, in the first place, ensure that only vehicles properly inspected, tested, and certified as roadworthy are issued with a new sticker, thus ensuring safety and reduce the carnage on our roads. This will also result in the security of revenue, in the sense that government revenue have been unlawfully siphoned by the faking industry is collected for national development.
The Controller and Accountant General, Grace Azuri, said today's criminals are computer literate who are capable of issuing a similar certificate. It is therefore prudent for the DVLA to undertake regular updates of the system.
The introduction of the system alone does not guarantee total elimination of fraud, but the authority must be mindful of the fact that some of these fraudsters may be highly computer literate and are capable of using ICT to produce similar certificates which may be difficult to detect. The recent case of use of ICT by fraudsters to produce payslips of some government employees attest to this fact.
Board Chairman of the DVLA, Brigadier General I.B. Corti, said the new electronic sticker will ensure that vehicles are roadworthy. He also thanks the security agencies not to compromise when carrying out checks to ensure that vehicles carry the approved roadworthy certificates.